This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay. So I've been panicking over this since Sunday. I have no idea what to do. I think that there's a chance I may have done something with one of my friends' boyfriends at a party this past weekend on Saturday, but it was totally by accident.
Okay, all right. So what exactly did you accidentally do?
Okay, so every year, one of my friends has this huge Halloween party at her parents' farmhouse over in Suffolk, and it's huge. I mean, like, huge. There's a huge field. They have bands play, bonfires. It's actually, like, one of the only times that I run into, like, old people from high school and stuff, but it's really fun.
Okay, like, so let me skip a little bit ahead here and take a guess. You got drunk.
Well, I got wasted. Yeah, but everybody does, though. You know, I mean, usually people sleep out in tents and stuff in the backyard. I mean, it's not a big deal.
This party sounds awesome. I mean, the more you talk about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and by the way, you guys should totally come next year. You're invited.
Okay.
But anyway, so there's this guy that I really like named Jackson, and he was there. He came with a group of people. They were all dressed like Super Mario Kart, I guess, people, whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, he was Luigi, and his friend Chris was Mario, and they had, like, the giant mascot style. You know, like, the big bobbleheads and everything?
Right.
Yeah, anyways. So I'm, like, wasted. And on a total dare, I make with my friend, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take Jackson into the house, and I'm going to sneak him upstairs into the bathroom that nobody was using and basically, like do something to him. And I don't know, like, what details I can give on the radio.
You gave him a special gift that required a certain performance on your part. You could say that.
I don't know if that's radio friendly or not.
No,
maybe it's, like, the best word to say.
That is not radio friendly. Fortunately for you, we bleeped it out. So
okay.
So you did this to him in the bathroom?
Yes. But here's the part. Okay. So here's where things get, like, really crazy. So the next day, I'm home and I'm looking at all the pictures from people on Instagram. You know, like, the party, and I'm seeing pictures, and I see this picture of Chris with his girlfriend, and the caption says, "Luigi's got the girl this time. Sorry, Mario," or something, like, stupid like that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Chris wasn't Luigi. Chris was Mario. And, like, frantically, I'm texting my friend. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. How drunk were you last night? She's like, oh, I'm really drunk. And I'm like, whoa. Who is Mario? Who is Luigi? I need to know right now. And she's like, well, Jackson and Chris. And I'm like, no. I need to know which one is which. Like, and she's like, well, I'm not sure at this point. Like, they were messing around all night with their costumes and stuff, like, playing tricks on Chris's girlfriend and stuff. Like, I don't know why.
So, hold on a second. So, are you saying that you might have actually done something to Mario that was meant for Luigi?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh, my
God. But here's the thing. Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. If it was Chris, that's really bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm friends with his girlfriend. Like, we still hang out sometimes, right? We hook up and, like, we still go to the country concerts and everything every summer. Oh, and they've been together for, like, ever.
Well, hold on. Here's the part I don't understand. So when you were doing this thing to whoever, I mean, he never took off his costume?
No! It was on the whole time. Like, that was part of it. You know, like, at least the head was.
Hold on. Not all of the costume was on.
Right. No, right. The head was on, but, right. You know.
You couldn't, like, see through that? Like, there wasn't, like, a hole or a little vent thingy or anything?
First of all, I was not looking at that. I mean, I'm sure there may have been. I mean, I remember going up the stairs. I mean, I'm sure it was Jackson, but...
But maybe it wasn't.
Right, I don't know anymore. And this is why it's freaking me out.
You want to know what the worst part of this story is? If it was the other dude with the girlfriend, he never even said anything. Like, he could have been like, whoa, what are you doing? But he didn't say a word.
That's what I thought. That's why I'm like, no, it had to be Jackson, right?
So what do you want us to do? You want us to find out who it was?
Yes.
I can tell you this. I can tell you this. We're getting an awful lot of mushroom jokes on the text lines about this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay, so who do you want us to call? Do you want us to call the boyfriend or do you want us to call the other dude?
I don't even care.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we call Jackson? Because if it was him, he's definitely more likely to admit that something happened. After all, he doesn't have a girlfriend to think about. If we call the other dude, he may deny till he dies because he's afraid his girlfriend might find out about this.
Right.
So let's call Jackson. We'll ask him about the party, what he remembers about it. I imagine even if you're really drunk, you don't forget something like this. So
no, it was great. It was amazing. It was fun.
If he's like, oh, yeah, that was crazy, then yeah, you're in the clear. But if he's like, no, I don't remember anything about that, then you just warp zoned your way into a whole world of problems. So... By the way, did you get that joke, Warp Zone?
No, don't look at me. I don't play those stupid games.
Okay, so we'll call Jackson Luigi when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Jackson, please.
This is Jackson.
Hey, Jackson. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're great. So listen, we need to ask you something, if you don't mind. So I need to know if I can put you on the air. And then also what we're going to ask you might be a little embarrassing here. So if you don't feel like answering, it's okay.
All right.
Okay. So you went to a huge Halloween party on Saturday night, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Now, what was your costume?
So me and a buddy went as Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, awesome. Which brother did you go as?
Well, I was Luigi for most of the night. And then, you know, we started messing around and we kept switching the heads to mess with people.
Okay.
It was a good party.
Yeah, so we heard. So we got an email. It was one of those embarrassing confession type stories. And it has something to do... with something that happened in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, do you happen to remember by any chance something rather awkward happening in the upstairs bathroom during the party? Does that ring a bell at all?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, okay. So that was you then?
Oh, no. No, it wasn't me. Like, did somebody tell you that? 'Cause, no, I didn't use the bathroom all night. Like, I don't know who did it, but all I know is, like, halfway through the night, the girl who lived there was like, nobody in the upstairs bathroom. Somebody broke the damn toilet. Like,
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something kinky that happened in the bathroom.
Wait, what do you mean kinky? What?
Yeah, well, you were in your costume and you weren't alone in the bathroom.
I mean, that wasn't me, because, like, I didn't even use the bathroom. Like, most of the dudes just, like, peed in the woods all night, you know?
So you weren't in the upstairs bathroom at any point during the party?
No, not even a little bit. No, I was outside for most of it.
Well, okay, was your friend Super Mario in the bathroom at any point?
I mean, maybe? Like, he... I don't know. Like, but I don't think he broke anyone's toilet.
No. We're not talking about somebody taking a giant dump in their toilet. Okay. So to clarify, you were never in the upstairs bathroom.
No, like not once.
Okay. Well, I guess we have the wrong guy then. So, sorry to bug you.
So what did happen in the bathroom?
Let's just say somebody was helping Super Mario score faster than he ever has before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.